Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back, I should say. We are getting it out of here, though. Just as I've welcomed you back, I must bid thee farewell. Bit of life advice, though, on the way out.
Yes. I'm not sure if this is going to be a thing that continues.
But it has been a thing for a while. And it was just my thing until you...
I commandeered it. And I think my advice may be better. Definitely,
what have you given so far?
Except the fact that people are talking behind your back.
All right.
Good one. Don't stress about it. All right.
But that was also advice that you haven't taken on.
No.
Because you said that. And then you went on to say... They could be saying something nice about you.
Yeah.
That's totally undone piece of that advice, which is to accept the fact that people don't like you.
Yeah. Yeah, that did happen. Anyway, here is my advice today. And I'm definitely not padding.
I know.
I'm trying to think about the advice.
A bit like a bad.
That I'm doing. Actually, this is amazing. Okay.
Put cream on scones before you put jam on scones. Bang, I've done it.
Good warm-up. Really good warm-up. That was like Katy Perry to the AFL Grand Final, and here's the Grand Final.
No, that was it. So that's all we've got time for.
Oh, you're kidding.
You were slow. You padded.
Fair enough.
You padded.
Fair enough. And my advice was, take your time before giving life advice.
Was it actually?
Very meta.
Was it actually?
Very meta. No, made that up. But my life advice tomorrow, because it did come to me.
I actually got it wrong as well. I meant you put the jam on first. Oh, I just realised. I always fall for that trap. Because instinctively you want to put the cream on. Because, you know, you put all your dairy, but you put your butter on first, etc. But you put the jam on.
Time to say goodbye to Will and Woody.
If you like what you heard, you'll love what you see on the socials at Will and Woody.
Jackie O, welcome to Melbourne.
I love that they're themselves.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
You went to the aquarium.
Anyway, there was all these other suffering fathers there.
It's like there's two brains going on inside. Like, this is so great, but this is so bad.
I wouldn't have it any other way, but I'd give anything to change this. We got the
dream. Make up your own mind.
I love the connection that they have. It's quite a fun way to wake up in the morning.
No wonder they're the world's biggest show.
Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
ANZ Falcon Technology learns from your transactions to help protect you from fraud. Sounds like its protective instincts just kicked in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal. Falcon is a registered trademark of Pfizer Corporation.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with Medmate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
So what do you think?
It's shorter than I was expecting. Yeah. KFC's doing six for $6.95 hot and crispy. Shut up and take my money!
Not everywhere and not forever. Pick up only.
Introducing the new iPhone 16 Pro, available now at Vodafone. Built for Apple intelligence, it features a stunning titanium design and camera control. Get yours for $0 when you stay connected for 36 months on a $79 plan and trade in an eligible device. Only available from the best provider of iPhone plans, Vodafone.
iPhone 16 Pro 128GB, winner of Whistle Out Best Provider iPhone Plans 2024. New customers only. Min cost $2,844. Early exit fees apply. Ends 10 unless extended. Apple intelligence coming this December. TNC apply.
As well as tax cuts for all taxpayers, households and eligible small businesses will receive energy bill relief. And soon, people with an existing student loan will pay less overall. Visit supportingaustralians.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
If you're thinking about what's for dinner tonight, and pork isn't on the menu, then I, Ramon Jamón, have one question. ¿Por qué? Picture a tasty spag bol with pork mince, or a spicy pork stir-fry with veggies, or perhaps a crispy pork schnitty with a side of salad. I know, if your ears were your mouth, they would be watering right now. You see, life's tastier when you get some pork on your fork.
High-performance facials are one of the most popular treatments at Endota.
you'll get visible results and experience a nurturing environment with our expert skin therapists. Wellbeing awaits at Endota. Book now.
Hey Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale.
Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, Booking.yeah.
It's Joey. So, congratulations.
When making the decision to sell your home, you don't want to leave anything to chance. You need an experienced agent you can trust. Barry Plant Real Estate has been selling homes in Victoria for 45 years, with over 130,000 homes sold in the last 15 years alone. So for the knowledge and experience you need to sell your home, speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
I just wish you'd show me more care.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't offer you a tyre care plan with a 12-month road hazard warranty and free puncture repairs. You knew that when you married me.
Get the care you deserve at My Car, Tyre and Auto. People first. T's and C's apply.
City Fertility delivers little miracles every day.
Every little piece of you is a miracle. Little miracle of mine.
Here's Melbourne.
Good afternoon. There's been a crash in Springvale on Heatherton Road at Westall Road with multiple lanes out of action in all directions. Nearby in Springvale as well, another crash, this one on Dandenong Road outbound before Springvale Road with the right-hand lane closed there. Reports of a number of incidents, one in Werribee on the Princes Highway outbound before Tarnee Road, in Cheltenham on Centre Dandenong Road westbound before the Nepean Highway, and not too far away in Moorabbin on South Road westbound before Chesterville Road. Craving a getaway? Score a Melbourne to Singapore and London multi-stop flight return from only $1,705 per person with Singapore Airlines. Book now with Flight Centre. The Kiss car's dropping down to 8 degrees and a shower or two tomorrow at 19, right now at 16 degrees. It's James First with Kiss Traffic and Weather Together and Kyle and Jackie O up next on Kiss 101.1.
Mimosa Homes offers fixed price contracts and affordable house and land packages. Visit one of their 50 display homes across Metro Melbourne and Geelong. MimosaHomes.com.au.
Kiss 101.1.
A surprise for morning golfers. Hi, I'm Rachel Storer.
Your news now.
A man remains on the run following a crash on the Monash Freeway. A stolen Jeep collided with another car at around 8:20 this morning at Malvern East, forcing the closure of three outbound lanes. The driver of the Jeep jumped a barrier and ran off through the Malvern Valley Golf Course. The Premier has condemned any support for terrorist group Hezbollah. Protesters in Melbourne yesterday were seen carrying Hezbollah flags. Jacinta Allen wants police to take action. It's costing more than ever to see a GP. A survey by the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners has found the average out-of-pocket fee for a 20-minute appointment is nearly $39, but one in four GPs have started bulk billing more since the government upped incentives. Qantas says there were no delays or cancellations due to today's industrial action. Engineers walked off the job calling for a pay rise. And in Kyle and Jackie's own news, Rebel Wilson's secret wedding. More on that next.
You wouldn't operate a chainsaw blindfolded, so why dig without searching before you dig first? If you don't, you're digging blind. Search before you dig online every time.
Aussie star Rebel Wilson has reportedly married her partner, Ramona. It's understood the pair got hitched in Italy at the weekend, which is where they went on their first holiday together. Rebel and Ramona got engaged at Disneyland 2 years ago and share a daughter, Royce. For more celeb news, get Kyle and Jackie's Own News podcast on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Your sport check in a sec.
Movie nights at home have just got so much better. New Cadbury Choc Tops. So good, they're guaranteed not to last. Find them in the supermarket ice cream freezer.
The Eagles have found their new coach. Former Richmond assistant Andrew McWalter has signed a 3-year contract. And Melbourne Storm star Nelson Asafa-Solomona will fight his 4-game ban tonight, hoping to be free to play in the NRL Grand Final on Sunday. The KissCast is next.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which may work out perfectly if you need to leave fast later on. Reserve now. Ride later with Uber.
Partly cloudy tonight, dropping to 10 degrees, a shower or two tomorrow, 19 the top and mostly sunny for Wednesday. Right now it's 17 degrees in Caroline Springs, 17 in Collingwood. Kiss doesn't deal in just tickets, we deal in entire rows. Your chance to win free Coldplay tickets happens from 10 tomorrow morning and all day while you work on Kiss 101.1.
Based on a true story, the brand new series Jones, starring Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, premieres October 1, only on Stan.
We'll do it live!
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up!
Woo! Broadcasting around the world.
The world.
The king and queen of radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Reign supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are.
Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
I'm Colin Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How we feeling? Thanks for coming.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boys from the Big Bad City.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go! The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Welcome, everyone. Hi, Jack. Oh, your friend Ursula Carlson.
Yeah, I know. She's on. I love her. Oh, I've been seeing her for ages.
She's got a routine thing. What do they call that? Like a little stage show? What do they call it? Stage show or what, little theatre?
Yeah,
what
she's
is she
doing
do?
Like stand-up comedy.
Stand-up, yeah.
Yeah, at a proper, like, you know, it's large seating. I went there once. And it was a big
are all
one.
Her fans fat too, are they?
No, it's like large amounts of people.
Oh, I thought you meant double size.
That would be good though, like the gold class recliners at a comedy show.
Oh,
I'd pay
best.
Extra for that.
Same, same. And also, we got a letter from a lesbian. And things have gone to hell in the relationship. They've only been together a couple of years. It's just a disaster. We'll get her on.
Yeah. And then
they haven't had sex for how long did you say?
8 months. 8 months.
Jesus.
Yeah. They've been together 3 years. So it's a bit early for a dry spell like that, don't you think?
I agree. Mm. And then we've got two of our staff members, one being the beautiful Cooper Johns, sports star, athlete, lady slayer, loves a bender.
Yeah.
And the other, Lockie the Geek, before meeting us, had only made love to a fleshlight.
Yes, I know. And there couldn't be two more opposite people in life. What do they talk about when they hang out? Because sometimes Coops goes into Lockie's studio and you see them talking, but we can't hear what they're saying. And
usually makes me happy because I don't want to hear what they're talking about.
Well, we ran tape over it and we're going to listen to that a bit later in the show.
Okay, let's kick it off. Ursula's in first. This, around Australia, is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Good judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, Mother Trucker.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Ursula's here, guys. Yay!
Now, I was ill-informed, by the way, that Ursula does have something here that she wants to talk about, which is the You Don't Say tour, where you can get tickets for her brand new show.
I think she said it wrong. You can get it from Live Nation, isn't it? Like, You Don't Say
You Don't
tour.
Say. You've got to add a lot more sass and sarcasm to it.
That's right. This is how you answer
the phone when Kyle rings. You don't say.
I've missed you, Urs. How have you been?
Yeah, really good. Also, can we just clear some shit up here?
Yeah.
Jackie, you and I don't need to be sagging off each other's tits to be friends.
Exactly.
When we see each other, we're clicking to it. Like, you're a busy lady. I'm a busy lady.
Yes.
And that's it.
It's like no time has passed. You guys
could do a thing together. Two busy ladies. Oh, that would sell like hotcakes, those tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Jackie's already busy with another lady and, you know my place. You kind of wait till that lady moves on, then I'll move in.
So Jackie's best friend, you must have been surprised, Ursula, when she started the Besties Company.
Yeah.
You must have thought, finally, all these long nights listening to Jackie's sad life and getting her through all the relationships and the COVID and all the stuff, the heavy lifting that you did, Ursh. And then she brings this other friend up that no one's ever heard of, and that's the new bestie. Were you disappointed there?
It wasn't disappointment because there was a lot of relief too, you know, just knowing there's someone else. you know, like Jackie's not just sitting in a cold bathtub drinking champagne alone. There is someone else that can help her. I was a little surprised, but also, Jax, I follow you on socials/stalk, and there's a lot of gay dudes, there's a lot of straight ladies. You're not going to find a man that way.
I know.
I've said this to you before.
I know.
You need to spread out. Go where the straight dudes are.
Yeah, I am surrounding myself with more and more gay guys, I've got to admit.
It's like you're saying you don't want anyone.
Yeah, I've built a barrier around me.
I mean, you're not wrong. How peaceful is it to be single? It is.
How are you going? Like, how's your life going, Urs?
No, I'm single and very happily so. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to
share. Hang on. I thought you were with a lady.
Yeah, no, but I decided I didn't want that for myself anymore.
Oh,
so I traded her in for peace.
And that's so lovely. And was Jackie there for you like you were there for her?
No, because I wasn't there for her. I was completely unaware that she was going through anything. But I'm sure if she ever needs to go sort of into like a semi-witness protection type scenario, she can just ring me up and go, bitch, I'm coming to New Zealand for a few days. I need to hide out and I'll be there for you. And I think she knows that.
And likewise,
that's nice.
Yeah, if you ever need a place in Australia, I've got spare bedrooms galore. Well, not really galore, actually. Only one.
We can just bunk. Like, I'll be big spoon for you.
Yeah.
So what is on this tour? So is it just more of you up on the stage being very funny, being witty, making everyone laugh? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it was no crying because that's big in stand-up now. I don't do that. There's no crying in my stand-up.
Crying?
It's just laughter. Okay. Yeah, I also don't have any big messages to share. It's just funny shit that I've picked up over the year, and I wrote a show about that. And,
do you encourage people that are activists in any way? They want to stop the whale slaughter. Do you want all these people with the banners and the flags? Or you're like, no, it's a different crowd.
Look, I'll take anyone. Like, if you're paying, I don't care. You can do anything. Because I'll chuck you out if you cause any drama, and I've already got your money. There's no refunds at my show.
Oh, there's no. I love this.
There's been no dramas at my show. It's like even Nazim Hussain and I did a show, did two separate. Like I had Friday night in Brisbane. He had Saturday. We both recorded our specials, and he was there on the Friday. And he goes, yeah. My audience is the nicest audience. They're just cool people who want to come out and have a laugh and drink a beer and, you know, yeah. talk shit with their friends. There's not hardly ever any drama, and I've never had to refund anyone. But I also tell my audience, there's no refunds. Once I have your money, I have your money.
Yeah.
That's right.
It
should be in small print. You shouldn't be advertising that. You shouldn't be advertising that heavily multiple times in an interview. It should just be on small print on the ticket.
No, but because people know, they come to the show, they get a good laugh for an hour and a half, and that's it.
Well, going to your show is fun. I can't imagine anyone wants a refund because I love watching you on stage. I was reading the other day, Ursa, that you were saying that parents who want their kids to have the best in life have got it all wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, now, because we go out of our way to spoil these kids, to do what we can for them, but I think it's important to give them something to overcome. If you just do everything, then they have nothing to rise up from. You know, you've got to have that rising up from the ashes moment.
I know. You know? It's hard to watch that and let them go through that. We just want to protect them at all costs.
No, you got to rough them up a bit. Got to rough them up a bit so that they know they have to fight through that. Otherwise, if you do too much, they turn into massive assholes and become politicians. Yeah. We don't want that.
Yeah, that is true. That's true.
There was an article about our show the other day saying that publicists, even though none were game enough to be named, all publicists hate bringing celebrities to our show because Jackie and I are too up ourselves to talk to them. We don't ask, oh, hey, Wendy, you got a new haircut? Because we don't care. Yeah. We don't care about the publicist. Is your publicist the unnamed publicist that's been mouthing off and causing trouble?
Well, Kyle, here you and I have something in common. I don't have a publicist because I'm a bit of a bitch. So,
no one works with me either.
No, they don't hang around. So, I did have one, but she pretended to get a job in a different industry. So, I was like, I know you're not flipping burgers. Like, stop lying to me.
So you don't have a publicist, Urs.
I mean, I've got one that sort of temps, if you will. Yes. She does a favour, but no, I don't have one that's like my permanent gal. No one that goes anywhere with me.
Put Ursula, Peter, get that new book out we decided.
Ursula,
The Witch Hunt.
Is clear.
The Witch Hunt book. Yeah, Ursula, no public, so she's in the clear.
She's in the clear.
She can come back whenever she wants. Yeah. I'll find out who these unnamed publicists are.
And also, I don't really want you to ask anyone about their new haircuts because I don't give a shit either.
Good, because I can't be a different person. I can't run around pretending to care about all these these people. I think we get on pretty well with most
publicists. Have you ever thought about a new haircut, like an overhaul, a glow up? Like, I don't know,
Wow, what's that mean? That means you're no fan of her current hair.
No, I actually do like it, but I'm a little bit the same where I'm not game enough to go severe and do something drastic,
I'm happy to go buzz cut, but let me tell you what, I've got a head the size of a Mazda. So I can't really, this head does not lend itself. If I go too short with my hair, because of the size of my body, I look like a tick. So, like, I got the hair sort of, and because you see, I have no neck. Look at that. I have no neck. Like, it's hard for me to wear a scarf, you know? So there's no way that I can just walk around with short hair. People go, oh, my God, like, she has no neck and this tiny head on this body. And, like, people go, I need to get that tick treatment for my dog. Every time they see me, I can be a spokesperson. Never mind no Zempic, I'll be tick and flea treatment.
You're Compantrum. You're the Compantrum girl.
Yeah,
that's so funny. You're such a Stop funny. It. Every I time it. I see my cheeks hurt when she's around. If you want to go and check her out, tickets are on sale this Wednesday, livenation.com.au. It's called the You Don't Say Tour.
You don't
ring these people up anymore. Those days are over. You go on the website thing. Is that how you get the tickets?
Yeah. I assume. I've never bought a ticket for my own show. I get in free.
The perks of doing your own show.
Do you buy tickets to other comedians? Yeah, do you get the other comedians go, hey, we want to invite our comedian friends, or that's not how that world works?
No, it does. Like, they'll go, hey, I've got some, you know, seats available for tonight's show. If anyone wants to come, the audience is a bit light, and then they won't. But I don't really... I'll go to my friends' shows, but I don't really go see other comedians. It's like, right. when you knock off there, do you go sit in a different radio show and just stare at them and do their job? No.
You're right. That'd be so weird, right?
Yeah. It's like, no, I want to go home. I'm done.
We should do that one day. Just rock up to another station and go, we want to come and watch the show.
We just want to see how you go.
Yeah,
that would be weird. That does make sense when you
put it like that. Okay, so tickets are on sale this Wednesday. Head to livenation.com.au to see Urs. You don't say her
bye
next
Dale.
Tour.
Thanks for
love
coming.
Love you, honey. So
bye,
good
guys.
To see you. Bye.
Love
bye.
You.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Kyle and Jackie O's Dry Spell.
So we met this girl, Nikki. She's 39. She's called us up. A little bit of a dry spell happening over at her place. Her partner of 3 years, Renee, they haven't had sex in 8 months. Starting to be a bit concerning for Nikki. Let's get Nikki on. Hi, Nikki.
How you going?
We're good, honey.
Good.
3 years isn't even that long, the relationship, to have suddenly a dry spell.
Lesbian world.
Is it? I wonder, what started it? Do you remember why, or can you pinpoint anything?
It was Valentine's Day of this year that she went to a work Valentine's Day party.
Yeah.
And I think she might have hooked up with a guy.
So were you not there, or you were?
No, I work for a different company, so we're both in the same sector, but we both work for different companies.
And what makes you think she hooked up with a guy?
Because usually we're pretty intimate. We've been intimate 2-3 times a week
and before that.
So I'm just wondering what's going on.
So, I mean...
Have you said, hey, I've noticed that since that party, things have gone haywire? Any discussion or...?
I've tried, but usually she just doesn't want to talk about it and she just goes off to her room because we sleep in separate beds now. But now
Is that a new thing, the separate bedrooms?
Separate bedroom. So when it all eventuated, so Valentine's Day of this year.
What, it happened then? Like, just so... Wow, so it does sound like something's happened,
Something's happened, does she
act strangely, like, with the phone? Do you think it's still going on, or do you think it was just...
I'm not quite sure. She is a bit, with her phone. She's always on it, but I'm not quite sure. Her mum is sick as well, so I'm not quite sure if it's her mum or if it's Ben. His name's Ben.
Who this guy? You know the bloke you think it is?
I don't know him. I know of him.
You seem to know more than what you're telling us, because
no, not really.
Well, what makes you think it's Ben?
Because they posted a picture together online and they looked a bit chummy.
Right. And this was at the party or after?
At the party.
Yeah, okay. And is he, like...
But everyone, at the Christmas party, there's people taking photos. Like, you are chummy, but that doesn't mean because you've had a... Yeah. It's not a lot. But when you know there's a change in the relationship and you're feeling that tension at home, you start putting patterns together. Often we are wrong, completely wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully I'm wrong.
Maybe we'll ring her up next. We'll take a little break. We'll bring her back and we'll try and get to the bottom of this mess.
That sounds good.
You want to be together, right? You don't want it to end?
Yeah. No, I don't want it to end. No. Can't waste 3 years.
Okay. Let's see if we can't get to the bottom of it, Nikki.
All right.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power. Here's Melbourne traffic.
More little miracles are born every day with City Fertility.
Every little piece of you is a miracle. Little miracle of mine.
Good evening. Watch out for a crash in Springvale. Heatherton Road at Westall Road. Multiple lanes are closed in all directions. Nearby, a crash in Springvale. Dandenong Road outbound before Springvale Road. The right-hand lane is blocked. If you're heading to the Melbourne Showgrounds, expect extra traffic around Racecourse Road, Epsom Road and Ascot Vale Road. And watch out for works in Carrum Downs. Vallarta Road is closed eastbound at Frankston, Dandenong Road and at the Western Port Highway. It's also closed at Potts Road. Take Hall Road instead. Looking for an epic deal? Prime Big Deal Days is coming with 6 days of epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like a big deal. Prime Big Deal Days, October 8 or 13. The Kiss cast a shower or two going down to 10 tonight. Right now it's 16 degrees. It's Chris. Kiss traffic and weather together first with Kyle and Jackie O on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God! I can't believe it.
I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Kiss 101.1.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season, only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Ah, footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52. And Suntory minus 196, 6% 10-pack varieties, $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
Leave stress behind and put your well-being first. An InSpa research study proved that the Endota Organic Relax Massage can decrease your heart rate, reduce stress levels and alleviate tension. Well-being awaits at Endota. Book now.
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use. Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes' 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply. Mimosa
Homes. Hi, I'm Dr. Bron, Chief Vet at RSPCA Victoria. This Thursday is RSPCA's Giving Day. For one day only, whatever you donate to the RSPCA to help animals in our care, our sponsors will match it. Your donation helps make it possible for our team to rescue, rehabilitate and rehome thousands of Victoria's most vulnerable animals every year. More than 90% of our funding comes from the generous support of Victorian animal lovers. So if you can, please search RSPCA and donate this Thursday.
Jetstar's giving Club Jetstar members an exclusive international sale. There's heaps of fares on sale to destinations like Bali Denpasar, Singapore or Bangkok, but it's only for Club Jetstar members. Join the club at jetstar.com for just $65 and you'll get access to these fares, a $50 Jetstar hotels voucher and more. Sale ends midnight Eastern Standard Time, 2nd October unless sold out prior. Hotels voucher has a $150 minimum spend. Terms and conditions apply.
G'day, Frank from Midas here. Let's be frank, your car may not always make it to payday.
No matter how much you turn up the radio, that's why we offer buy now, pay later on any service, repair or tyre replacements. Midas, you can rely on us.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy, and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
Based on a true story, the brand new series Jones, starring Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, premieres October 1, only on Stan. Catch up on Kyle and Jackie O.
Search Kyle and Jackie O on iHeartRadio.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kiss.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near. Comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drinks on me.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street.
Kyle and Jackie O, Hour of Power.
Kyle and Jackie O's Dry Spell.
We're trying to reconnect. Kyle is broadcasting from home. We'll do that in a second. So, Brooklyn, we've got Nikki here who obviously wanted to find out from her partner of 3 years. She's in a relationship with Renee. And the last 8 months, they have not had sex. And it all happened one night when her girlfriend went off to a Valentine's Day work party.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, comes home. They start sleeping in separate bedrooms and they just don't have sex again.
And there was a photo of her looking chummy with a guy at this work function.
Right. And in Nikki's head, she's sort of like connecting all these dots and overanalyzing everything. And she has assumed that her girlfriend has hooked up with a guy and is possibly still seeing him. She's just not sure. But these are all her thoughts and she wants to get them out on the table this morning. So, Nikki, are you ready to talk to your girlfriend, Renee? We do have her up ready to go.
Okay, yep, all good.
All right, let's shoot her over, guys. Renee, hi. It's Kyle and Jackie O. Kyle's not here right now. He will be joining us in a second. But you're on a segment called Dry Spell, Renee, and we have your beautiful girlfriend, Nikki, here, who wanted to talk to you.
Okay.
Hi, Renee.
You do sound, you sound cautious, rightly so.
No, I'm a little bit peed off right now, like,
why?
That I know what it's about.
You know what it's about?
Now that, like, you've just said dry spell, hell yeah, like, great. Okay, I'm going to sound like the biggest bitch in the world.
Well, not necessarily. Like, you know, these things happen. I guess Nikki would be keen to hear why it's happening.
Nikki does know. Nikki knows a lot, but Nikki doesn't seem to get it through her head, and she does this all the time, and she gets our friends involved, and it's just she's freaking pushing and pushing and pushing, and now it's like it's too much. Like, she's just pushed me into a freaking corner.
Also,
and I'm going through like the worst time of my life right now, and she's like putting all this pressure on me.
Can you tell us anything about what it is that Nikki knows
that I'm going through?
Yeah,
because for her, sounded like it started on Valentine's Day at a work party.
Oh, God. Okay, so, look, my mum has been diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. And year, she had an operation. They took most of it out. They couldn't get all of it out. This year, it's come back. So I've had to come back home to my, like, small country town because I've got a disabled sister, 24/7 care, and, like, I'm helping out. So that's, like, stress number one. And, like, we've been together, you know, for a few years and stuff, and it was going great at first. And then, like, all this pressure just started, and she was, like, pushing me into a corner, and, like, it started becoming not fun anymore. Like, sex become, like, a routine, like, oh, are we going to have sex? It wasn't spontaneous anymore. It was just like, you know, we had to freaking talk
happening?
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was like more like, you know, she was very controlling and she started getting so jealous. And then Valentine's Day, like, I work in disability and we had a Christmas party and, you know, we had a group photo and someone was like, you know, very happy to be touching me, and she made a point of it. Like, she zoomed in that far to, like, have a look. Like, that's how far she goes.
Well, is that that far?
Jackie's doing a lot of zooming.
I do zoom ins, you know.
Yeah.
But you didn't hook up with this guy, Renee?
Renee?
Babe? Oh. Look, at that Valentine's Day, no, I did not hook up with him then.
When did you hook up with him?
It was a weekend when we had a massive fight over everything.
Mm.
And you were accusing me of sleeping with him. You were accusing me of everything. And then I went out to the pub with some friends. And Ben was there. And we all went back.
On me.
Yes. Okay. But wow. I've been trying to gently tell you I can't be with you anymore.
Are you serious?
We have had this discussion so many times, like, seriously. And you wanted to bring it up now, like, out of all the times in the world.
Wow.
Are you serious? Like,
I'm speechless.
Babe, I've tried to, like, have this conversation with you for, like, 6 months now, and you don't have a bar of it. You cry, and we go back in that same merry-go-round because I have to take care of you.
Why haven't you moved out yet, Renee?
Well, is she still together? Like, they're,
yeah, are you guys
well,
still
they are.
Together, or are you breaking
well, not
up?
Right, not right now. They've just broken up.
Right,
but
now.
Before this call, you were together, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I've been trying to find a way to break up with her, but every time I try to, like, you know, I'm not saying she pulls the sad card, but the sad card comes out and then, like, the out and then, you know, the depression and everything. And then I'm like, shit, okay, wrong time. Stop. Take care of her.
Can I ask, after that one night thing with Ben, did it continue after that?
No, it was just a one night thing, and we pretty much stopped. He's got a girlfriend now. He's overseas traveling, so it was honestly just a one night thing.
Has there been anyone else?
There hasn't been anyone else, but like I am talking to like other people, like friendly, like my friend, like friendship wise, but.
Where it could
I don't know,
be
just like
something.
To take the pressure off me right now, like with my mum and my sister and everything else in life, and I can't be pressured.
Mm. Oh, Nikki.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry that it had to come out like this, but holy crap, I didn't expect it like this.
Nikki, were you expecting this?
No, I was not. Like,
what did you hope was
a kick in the guts?
What did you hope was going to happen with this call?
That we're just going through just like a dry spell and everything was going to be okay. But now that I've found out she's cheated on me, that's it. That was a big no-no in the relationship. Obviously,
look, I am sorry. Like,
no, sorry's not going to cut it.
Yeah, I know that, but, like, seriously, we could have had this
No, I don't want to listen. No. Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, good. Do that.
I will.
Yeah,
wow.
You do that.
Oh, nice. Don't like it ending like this. 3 years you girls have been together.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when she pushes.
Are you the couple that fight a lot, or is fighting her new?
No. Oh, we fight. But, yeah, she fights. We do fight because she's a very jealous, controlling person.
All right, like, Renee.
Oh, God, okay.
Let it all out, babe. Let it all out.
Yeah. Wow, you wanted to do this, so let's do this. Like, you know,
yeah.
You want to tell them what you really like, then fine. Mm-mm. That's why we always fight.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming home late and all this crap and...
Yeah. It's just like she was obviously paranoid about something, but then she also had a right to be because something was happening.
Oh, yeah.
I knew.
Yeah,
like she knew she had that gut feeling and she thought, am I going crazy? Am I imagining this?
Oh, sorry, guys. I've just come back from a monster shit. Have I missed anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
missed
have.
Teeps. Oh, my God. We called Renee.
Miss?
Renee then did cheat on her with Ben, but not the night she thought it happened.
What do you mean cheat?
She slept with Ben. And then now she's just dumped her because she said you're paranoid and jealous and I can't handle it and I've been trying to break up with you anyway.
Oh, shit, I did miss heaps.
Yeah,
she did, Kyle.
Oh, Renee, hi.
Wow. Hi. No, I'm...
Oh, she's Nikki.
This is Nikki.
Oh, Nikki, sorry. Is Renee still there? She bailed.
She's here. Oh.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, you don't sound very impressed.
She wasn't. She wasn't happy.
No, I wasn't, because she could have, like, done this outside of, like, you know, radio hours,
what fun's,
I guess.
What fun is that for the rest of us? But geez, okay, so what, you guys can't get through this? You gotta...
No,
I'm done. Like, seriously, like, after this, that's it. Like, especially after watching Nose that I'm going through, like, seriously, and she calls me at a time like this,
Yeah, it's a lot of rough things going on, I get it. But and what, are you with that bloke at work, or is that just a one and done thing?
He's overseas with his girlfriend now,
he's gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was cheating as well.
Well, no, I think he got a girlfriend just after.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I missed it. I'll have to listen to the podcast.
Yes, you
will. Oh, that's okay. Well, it wasn't probably that interesting anyway.
Oh, it was, definitely. It was interesting to listen to.
Bruno was banging on the door of the toilet going, oh, I don't know what's going on, but everyone's mouth's wide open and they're all looking shocked. And I thought, oh, bro, it's half out. I don't know what... Anyway, I don't need to go into those two. Ladies, I'm sorry it didn't work out.
How are you guys going to end this now? Is someone just going to move out while the other's at work today? What's going to happen?
Well, I'm in the country. Like, I'm, like, 5 hours away.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to have to wait. Like, my mum's getting... Like, this is what I mean. My mum's getting treatment at the moment, like... I can't even.
Yeah, you got to prioritize.
You got to put
your mum first.
That's what I mean.
First,
like, my family comes first, so I'm not even worried about that at the moment. I know it's selfish, but
no, that's not selfish. I think that's the right thing to do.
Best
of luck for everyone. If you guys need any help, therapy, need anyone, you know, any extra hand for anything, because it's a bit of a shit go, this whole thing. But you're both decent people. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone goes through bad and good times. So if you need a hand with anything, let us know, okay? We're happy to smooth out any of these rough edges, but the relationship's done. I get it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, girls. Thank you.
That's okay. Thank you.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour of Power. Melbourne traffic.
City Fertility delivers little miracles every day.
Every little piece of you is a miracle. Little miracle of mine.
G'day there. If you're heading to the showgrounds tonight, expect extra traffic around Racecourse Road, Epsom Road and Ascot Vale Road. Osborne Park Bypass is slow outbound from Christie's Road to Hopkins Road on the Western Freeway. The Westgate Freeway is slow outbound from Todd Road to Millers Road. The Monash easing now but still slow from the South Gippie Freeway to Belgrave-Pelham Road. And watch out for works in Carrum Downs. Vallarta Road is closed eastbound at Frankston Dandenong Road and at the Western Port Highway. It's also closed at Potts Road. Take Hall Road instead. Stay on top of your game this hay fever season with Telfast 180 milligrams. Available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. The Kiscaster shower or two going down to 10 overnight. Right now it's 15 degrees. It's Chris. Kiss traffic and weather together first with Kyle and Jackie O on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Hello, hope you had a good weekend. To start your Monday off right, I am hooking you up with a double pass to see the man that everyone loves.
Hey, it's Luke Combs.
Yeah, these are the hottest tickets in town. I've got you a double pass tonight. Plus, I'm going to give you a shot at an entire row of Coldplay tickets. That and so much more. It's all on the show. We're live tonight from 7 o'clock on Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
We know 1 in 5 Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. 1 Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. 1footforward.org.au.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T's and C's apply. V Collection homes only.
The MG4 is the EV for everyone. Buy now and save up to 25%. Drive away in the MG4 now from just $39.90. Hurry, this offer is only available until October 31st. Visit your local MG dealer today. T's and C's apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bron, Chief Vet at RSPCA Victoria. This Thursday is RSPCA's Giving Day. For one day only, whatever you donate to the RSPCA to help animals in our care, our sponsors will match it. Your donation helps make it possible for our team to rescue, rehabilitate and rehome thousands of Victoria's most vulnerable animals every year. More than 90% of our funding comes from the generous support of Victorian animal lovers. So if you can, please search RSPCA and donate this Thursday.
Hi, I'm Sai.
And I'm Darcy. We're the college captains of St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully.
We're proud to attend a college that gives us the knowledge, skills and support to achieve our goals.
With state-of-the-art learning facilities, vocational options
and our sports academy and incredible sports precinct.
St. Joseph's College enables us to pursue our chosen pathways
and is a school that prepares us for life.
Enrolments for Year 7, 2026 and 27 are now open. Visit stjosephs.com.au to book a tour with our principal.
Thinning hair? The Hair Repel is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. For stronger, healthier hair, thehairypill.com.au.
Toolboxes, a tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Based on a true story, it's a brand new series, Jones, starring Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, premieres October 1, only on Stan.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Kiss.
Oh my God!
Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Crank it up.
The Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Kiss.
For a lifetime, you're playing my mind. I'm the lucky one to have you by my side. Love on replay, reliving these days. I love wasting time as long as it's with you. I know this much is true. I can't get over you. I know
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
Kyle and Jackie O's.
In conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
What we decided to do was get two of the bookends of the show. There's very handsome ex-football hero Cooper Johns.
Yeah.
No problem mixing it up here with all the ladies, the fellas, the clients that come in.
Oh, the management, he's Mr. Charming.
Everyone just eats straight out of...
They do.
It's like he's a bird feeder.
Yeah.
They can't help but gravitate towards the Coop.
Yeah, I'd be hard-pressed to find someone who didn't love Cooper.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some out there.
There probably are. There's all. Everyone has
them. We don't bring up the exes here, Coops. We move on. We move on.
Yeah, and then you've got Lockie the Geek, who loves his Thermomix.
Not real chatty. None of the clients seem to gravitate towards him at all. If anything, they walk the long way around. staff, they'll tolerate him, but he's one of us, and he's protected here.
And he's only slept with two women, and we know Cooper probably is at the other end of that. So these two...
Jackie, not only... You've really given him props here he doesn't deserve. Both women that Lockie has slept with, he's got because he works on this show. Prior to meeting us, the guy had no one.
Yeah,
nothing.
He was a virgin.
Zero options.
And he's in his... You're in your late... How old are you?
What do you want to do when you grow up, Lockie?
36.
Yeah.
Hey?
What do you want to do, he said.
When you grow up, what do you want to be?
You imply that I haven't grown up yet.
I'm coming straight out and saying